thin air holds my breath. But there's no guarantee of any life or any death these days. I'm ready to sparks fly in a gasoline tank as we embark on a boat already sinking. And these days I'm ready to gray gold, the awful rowing dog got on a faraway shore, left everybody else, took bread and wine and no one to bless, took no photographs, so there's no one. I grew and I strained. knowing there's no other life but the awful rowing.
Joe, that you finish in 10 minutes, but you're holding quarters, cause you won't drop four on a track you could spin for infinite. No, you won't drop four on a track you could spin for infinite. If you just took a minute, look at the big picture, you could see that I just need love. Doesn't matter where you're from. So the next time you see me on the sidewalk, flicking my 1/6 string, playing my favorite song, promise to sing along. I said la guitarra, toca la guitarra, la guitarra, la guitarra, la guitarra.
La Guitarra, that was Zubris on the Licks and Lyrics Show. We started out our set today with Move by Matt Phillips, and then we had Hard Worker with The Awful Rowing. And I'm your host, Louise, and today is my last day on WCOM. It's my last Licks and Lyrics Show because I'm moving to the West Coast. So I thought, who would be the most fun? The most fun. And then I thought, well, duh. Kamara it's Thomas so rocks. Kamara Thomas. Never a dull moment with Kamara Thomas. So she's live. She's going to be, she's touring. She's tuning up in the studio. She'll be back soon.
I'm here.
You are here. But we'll be hitting the live in like another five or
that
so.
That sounds perfect.
Live in another five. Yeah. But before we get to that, we'll get to some more music, and I will thank my underwriter, because support for Licks and Lyrics comes from the Music Loft of Carrboro, which connects musicians to what they need to enhance their music-making experience. You can visit them downtown on Main Street in Carrboro. You can give them a call at 919-968-4411, or you can visit their website, which is musicloftofcarrboro.com. All right, so you know what? I think it's time for Dance Party. Josh Starmer.
Dance the night away. I want you now.
whispers on a wounded heart. That pretty girl says she don't like ghosts. Hop the train to New York City with a mandolin, her fears and all her hopes. Polaroids and poetry, a busted book of loose leaf notes. A picture of the wine dark sea when it seems to be she always dreams in boats, boats. Born the brass, run up on the hate. Seeing to me, she just won't wait. My God, I hope I'm not too late to know. Picking up and putting down all the love she'd ever found. There's so many things I want to show. Laid up against our golden gate door. She walks and talks in circles. Sometimes that's alright. Hey, I've been there before. Before long, she'll be gone back to the place her happy was born. She just won't wait, my God, I hope I'm not too late to know. Picking up and putting down all the love she'd ever found. There's so many things I want to show.
All right, Hilltop Stella. That was Porch Light, Pop the Carry. And then we had some dance party, and that was Josh Starmer. And, of course, I'm Louise, and you're listening to Licks and Lyrics. And I've got Kamara Thomas. And
here I am.
We are so live. We are so live that we are actually live streaming on the Facebooks.
The Facebook, always a good place to go live.
Doing the go live, propped up on some local music CDs.
Just, I mean, that's where the action is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's where it all happens.
It's happening here. It's happening here.
And on this day, here is where it's happening.
Here is where it's happening. Yeah, I'm so glad you're here.
Me too. I'm I hashtag happy sad.
Yeah, yeah.
Hashtag happy
hashtag
sad.
Hashtag happy sad, yeah. I am having moments where I am a little verklempt, you know? I'm aww. Like, it's my last show. And then I'm like, I'm moving. And I'm like, I'm moving. So I'm like, and I hate goodbyes. So,
oh, forget
but
it.
But I forget know it. That we've already discussed. You, of course, go to Seattle.
We've already
you
had can our just, goodbyes.
You can just come see me later.
Yeah, I'll come see you later.
There we go.
When it's time to rock out.
and have mad fun. Yes.
Seattle's the best town ever. It's like, I just think of it as like a little city in a forest.
Yes, yes,
it's
yes.
Like a little forest city.
Yes, and I think that all the like little the neighborhoods, it doesn't really know that it's a city.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. Doesn't know it's a city. And just make sure you go to Discovery Park, because
check
is the most important part of Seattle. It's so good. Lots of old growth trees.
Mm.
Nice place to go with a loved one.
So you recommend for a romantic evening?
I recommend.
Romantic stroll?
I was going to say, you know, nice place to go with a beloved plant.
Well, I'm going to have to find a beloved plant because I'm not bringing
plant. And take it in a little ceramic pot with you to Discovery Park.
To Discovery Park. To discover the park.
To discover the park with a beloved plant.
Excellent. Yes. Yeah. Well, it is called the Emerald City.
Oh, is it? Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Nice and green. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Discovery Park is pretty magical.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'll check it out. Mm-hmm. I think I will. Now that you've told me, I'll put it on the list.
Put it on the list.
All right. Yeah, so much to discover. But, you know, it's been very fun here.
It's pretty nice.
There's definitely a great music scene around here as well. It's been a great
music scene here
to be a part of. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what there must be a Licks and Lyrics Seattle.
Right, something.
Version something. That you're going to begin there.
Something. There'll be something.
So, yeah, I guess it's just a big adventure right now, right?
Yes, it is. Wide open. It is. Some big adventure.
You're going to rock it.
I am. Because I don't know how to do it any other way.
That's right.
So
knees bend out.
We'll rocking just be it across the rocking USA. It over there now. Is this what we're doing now? Woo-hoo!
Throw in the goat.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I was just reading because I'm trying to read the Seattle papers. The goat, you know?
Oh, is
they have goats that are mowing like their lawn in a park area. They just like brought in this mowing goat crew instead of lawn mowers.
And the goats eat
the grass?
The goats
eat the grass.
Well, that makes total sense in such a rock town.
Right?
Yeah.
So and
of course goats mow.
I think there was like a YouTube where you could like, you could Facebook Live it, you know, like YouTube Live it, live stream watch
if
the goats.
You'd like to watch the goats eat grass all day.
It's like off of 520, you know, like in the city park off 520.
Well, don't promote other Facebook Lives.
No,
over
no,
ours.
No. This is the Kamara Thomas Facebook Live, you know, whatever that message is. Woohoo.
Hold on, I'm doing...
Okay.
Just making sure.
Okay.
That...
We're live.
Or may not still be live.
We pressed a button, and we're not sure.
Pressed a button.
But we're like here.
We're in low power mode.
We're low... But we're
in high energy mode here.
Low power mode. Yeah, and we're definitely live on the air.
Yes.
Yeah, that much.
That's what I hear. Allegedly.
So somewhere, someone's getting something.
I got too excited with the microphone.
Yeah.
Start bumping it around.
Woo, woo, woo. So what you been doing? You've been busy.
I've been busy.
You've got a lot of projects going on. Like you were like, okay, sure. Now that I've, you know, been doing
acclimated.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have too many projects going. It's I've only been working artistically on my next album, Tularosa, and I'll play a few songs from that today. So I've just been working on getting that recorded.
That is a long process.
Yes, that's a long process. You just kind of keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Mm-hmm.
But what we've done so far sounded pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, and then trying to support myself.
And then, I saw on Facebook you're doing like singing lessons or music lessons with kids.
Yeah, it's the best. I love singing with kids. I kind of fell into it. I just decided to do a couple.
As a mom, you were like, "Hey, look at me having fun doing this."
Yeah, I was like, "Let me run a sing along so that my 2-year-old can go to a sing along." You know,
sure.
So I did a sing along for the Parks and Rec department. And then, you know, and then I was like, oh, let me do a chorus so that my 6-year-old can be in a little chorus, you know. And then
let me just entertain my children.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
It's so much fun to see kids singing their hearts out on Moana songs.
Oh, yeah.
And so, so now I've got, I was like, I'm
going
to
start some voice lessons.
So now
you know all the Disney songs. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to know all the Disney songs.
Yeah.
You know, you don't really have a choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you might as well
just make a commitment.
Learn them, teach children.
That's right.
And then you get the pleasure of like they're so joyful. Children like the joy is so instantly accessible for them.
Right.
So I'm basically just pilfering their joy.
Well, because I think like at a certain point you get like this, like you sing good, you don't sing good. Like whether you sing well or not, or you like, so at some point someone tells you like, don't quit your day job, you can't sing.
Right.
You know, and like, even if like you're a halfway decent singer or like, even if they're kind of just joking, like at a certain point, like then you start to become very self-conscious about that.
Yes.
And so what you're talking about is just like this, like unbridled, just like make a joyful noise, you know? Like,
exactly.
Ah!
Yes. Yeah. So, and it's so fun to watch them because they really like, it's just my favorite thing to do is to tell them to try and be still and just like let their voices come through because they're all just like, they cannot contain themselves. Like they have to dance. They have to dance when they sing these songs. And so I try to say like, just try to just put that joy through your voice, and then they still can't do it, and it's just so fun to watch them. Like,
because
it just takes over their whole bodies. It's the best,
right?
So so now I've got this little, you know, side business that will hopefully, you know,
and the great thing is you already like used your children as the guinea pigs, so you were like, this works.
Yeah,
if you knew it wasn't gonna, you know, I mean, if you try it with your kids and it doesn't work, then you're like, oh, this is not good.
Yeah,
but if
the kids like it, I mean, you've got something.
Yeah, and kids are not going to lie to you.
Oh, no.
They will tell you.
Oh,
they will tell you, this is boring.
And they will ask you questions that you don't want to answer as well. Personal questions. Like, I don't want to answer that question. We had a few of those lately that I'm just like, well, she asked you that question. I don't know how you want to answer that, but I'm just going to stay out of it. I've gone to like, I don't apologize for my kids asking questions to people about whatever, because I'm like, that's between you and her.
Right. I think at a certain point, you answer honestly, but with as little information as possible.
Yes.
You know, just like, yes.
That's worth checking out.
Right. That would be interesting to research.
Yeah, that would be, yeah. That's a good line for anything. You seem interested in that. You should research that.
Yeah. Right. And there you are, encouraging learning and growing.
Yeah. Exactly.
And good mom points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And other than that, I'm running 2 camps out of Spectre Arts Gallery in Durham.
Wow.
We're doing these storytelling camps that are multidisciplinary, where the kids will like make art and puppets and music and dance and whatever it is that they want to do artistic expression wise.
Uh-huh.
And then we are going to form it into a big
storytelling
show. You know,
fun.
The first week we're telling the story of the Phoenix. And then the second week we're doing something called Wabi Sabi and the Lucky Cat, where we're looking at the idea of wabi-sabi in Japanese haiku and also exploring how the lucky, you know, the Chinese lucky cat.
Yeah, I have one in my window.
How it got its, the story of how it came to be. So nice. That'll be fun. And that's stuff I want to do with my kids. So
right.
Why so not once invite some other kids?
That's right, to benefit.
Get a little cash in the cash box for
absolutely.
The album.
Absolutely. And you know the people are like, what am I doing with my kids during this summertime? Good grief. Finally. Like the teachers are all, dun, 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 dun. This is why.
This is why I teach.
Yes, right. This is why I cram 14 months worth of work into 10 months.
Oh my gosh.
You know.
I love teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You guys rock.
Yes, yes, yes. Teachers definitely rock. Teachers definitely rock. So how about some music? Should we
Let's
play something?
It.
What you gonna play, Kamara Thomas?
I'm gonna play this song, Don't Fall in Love with Texas, from my upcoming album.
This is a good song.
I've already played on Licks and Lyrics. I hope.
You know what? I've seen you play live.
That's
so
right.
I've seen you play this song.
Okay, great. Well, it's too late. It's on the set list, so it's. If you've heard it before, you're going to hear it again. Now.
I love this song. I want to hear this song.
All right, here we go.
Don't you worry. I will not.
Don't fall in love with Texas.
I will
not. But you
not.
May fall in love with Seattle, if you like.
Right, right, right. But not Texas.
Just not Texas.
Yes. I have an ex in Texas, so we try to avoid.
Mm-hmm. It's a big state.
It is. It is. It is. But
hard to avoid. But
but there are some other ones.
Yeah. if you stay in all the other ones.
Right.
Nice. Nicely Thank done. You. Nicely done. I see why the storytelling aspect of your camp definitely.
Yeah, I like storytelling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In as short a time as possible.
And so why not do it with kids?
And so why not do it with kids?
Do it with kids or do it with music?
Yeah.
Because otherwise we're getting a little too James Joyce. It's just going on and on and on and on. A little too Charles Dickens.
Moby Dickens.
Charles Dickens.
Charles Dickens.
What do you do? Get paid by the word?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe
short
I should make
and
that
sweet.
A, make that a songwriting challenge.
Yeah.
Like shorten a Charles Dickens book into a 5-minute song.
You know.
Good luck.
I think that you can get, actually, what am I saying? I think I'm a librarian. I know this is true. You can get board books that are like classics that have been like basically put down to board books. So like you can get like Sense and Sensibility in a board book. So it's just like, you know, woman, you know,
yes.
like
yes.
dress, you know, house, you know, sister, you know, but
marriage.
Yeah. Ceremony.
Pretty dress.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
England.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they can do that, why not?
Why not?
Why
it
not?
It must be possible.
Right. Right. Please, sir, may I have another?
But let's not put the novelists out of work. I love novelists, and I'm amazed at their
right. Oh,
at
yes.
their talents.
Oh, yes. I like to read.
Don't get me wrong. I like to read.
It's just that when
I
have a project.
Bigger books than board books.
Yeah.
I'm past the board book stage.
Right. Right. But it is interesting to note
that these things can be
that it can be done.
Down.
That it can be done. And obviously it can be done and published and people are buying it. So
you would hope that they're buying it.
I mean
it's
on Amazon. It's on Amazon. Someone's buying it if it's on Amazon. Don't you think? Huh?
I don't know. I think if it's on Amazon, it's for sale. That's all we really know is that it's for sale.
That's true.
That's what I love about
But I
Amazon.
Kind of think what they do with their, like, they have their own publishing house.
Right.
And so if they'll just ebook you. So if
right.
they don't think you're really going to sell, they just, you know, if they're not, well, no.
They
okay,
put you
I'm,
in the
I'm
long
sorry.
Tail.
They put you in the ebooks section where they're not really investing in all the publishing.
Right.
Like the board book. You know, to publish a board book, that's an investment,
right.
is my...
I guess you're right. I
you
guess
know?
You're right.
That's
it takes
some
paper.
There you go.
It takes paper both on the back end and on the
that's right.
front end.
That's right. Versus the e-book,
which is
it's
like,
a little less of a commitment,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know?
Okay.
Yeah. yeah.
Worth exploration.
Right.
Worth exploration.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. But I'm sure that if you took any book and condensed it down to a song or... a children's version.
I would make $1 million.
It would be awesome, for sure.
Yes.
And you should yes. make $1 million.
I could offer it for sale for $1 million.
Right. And then
and
it,
then it oh, may or may
it
not
becomes
sell.
A musical. A country rap musical.
A country rap rock western musical.
Reggae.
Reggae. Soul.
The reggae soul.
Musical.
Musical. Oh, have you been to the musicals? Have you?
No.
So we know, we've been talking about this great community around here. So there's this party that happens. It's like a party that happens every December right around here in Chapel Hill. And this family, this woman writes, she basically rewrites a musical, but she creates a musical and the whole thing. Theme is bovine based. It's all like this very like sort of so like and you go out and you watch this musical that's put on by her and all her friends and you it's like a potluck. It's absolutely so much fun. And then you all go. This is so weird, but this is Carver at Chapel Hill. This is our community. You all go outside and then they have these giant plastic
cows that have been wrapped in lights, and you raise them up, and you sing Bovines We Have Seen on High. Bovines we have seen on high, shining brightly in
Where's
the night.
Where's the ethnomusicologist when you need them?
So
this would,
honestly,
love it.
You would have so much fun at this party. I don't know why.
Why haven't I been?
I don't know why you haven't been there before. We're getting
the musical.
You, the musical.
I gotta go.
So so one of my favorites was when she redid Grease to Lard. And like the thing is, like they're all like get dressed up with udders and like, you know, like it is so much fun.
It must be amazing.
I
hope there's documentation of this.
I'm sure I have a picture somewhere.
Please document this.
Yes, I'm sure there are pictures. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll get you.
Yeah, I'm going to the musical.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm going to the
musical.
As
soon as they find out about you, honey, they're going to be writing you into the musical. Believe me. They'd be like, what?
I'll be wearing udders in no time.
Oh, please. Yeah. Yeah. If you're like, oh, you can sing and you're not afraid to be silly, come with me. That's what it is.
And I'll say, where's the udders?
Right.
Where are the udders? Yeah, yeah. Not where's the udders.
No, where are the udders? All of them.
Where are all the udders?
All of them. I want to run my fingers through them.
Louise, this is public radio.
And
for
we're live
sakes,
and
Louise.
We're live streaming. And we're live streaming.
This is live on Facebook. We're about to get taken down.
Oh, you do have another message. You do have another message. You do have another message. There you go.
Storage settings almost full.
Oh,
FYI.
Time for an upgrade.
Time for an upgrade.
Time for the cloud. You know, just.
That's where everything goes.
Yeah, just stick it in the cloud. All right. So don't fall in love with Texas. Oh, Kamara Thomas, what about, where can people find you?
KamaraThomas.com.
There you go. And you're pretty good at upgrading your shows.
Okay. It's all there. Later on this year, I think I'm playing a couple cool porch shows in this area.
Nice.
For, what is it, the Southern, that department at UNC that.
Folk Alliance.
Yes. One of
yes,
those.
Yes, I think so. Southern Folk Alliance or something yes. like that. Yes. Fun. That will be awesome. You mm-hmm. would. That's great.
And then I think I'm playing on the porch on the back of the Carolina Inn at some point.
Nice.
So, yeah, looking forward to those shows.
Yeah. Good.
Summer
good.
Fair.
Yeah. Summer's a great time to be playing.
Some nice murder ballads for the summer. songs about
you
death.
You do sing some lovely death ballads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's
another death ballad for
here's,
you.
Here's another relationship gone wrong.
Oh yeah, this one ended in murder as well. Yet another.
Yes, yes.
Relationship ended.
Yes,
in murder.
Historically, not going well.
It's all I can think of. I wish I could. Sing a happy relationship song for you, but then you'd get bored and
right,
stop listening.
Right. Besides, no, it's
that's how it goes.
Yeah, people want the
breaking out the hits over here. That's
there you go. Give them what they want.
Give them what they want.
Give them what they want. There you go. Cranking them out. Yeah. No. Yeah. I remember one time I was listening to you and you, Carrion.
Carrying crows.
You're carrying crows, yeah.
So tender.
That's it. And I just
gallows.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
You're carrying crows. So tender.
Right. That's so loving.
Yeah. Right. They're just loving.
They're just lovingly
loving
picking
crows,
at you.
Picking your eyes out.
That's right.
Don't pay them any mind.
Don't be afraid. They'll be back tomorrow.
Just give into it. Relax.
Yeah. Someone's got an imagination.
I was just thinking today about how of all of the really bad romance smarmy novels I would read when I was a teenager.
Right, before we had the internet on the porn. I mean, the porn on the internet.
The internet on the... yeah, just the really bad. But, I mean, it was all, you know.
Yeah.
It was. It feeds the imagination. Yes. All the vampire stuff, too.
Oh, like the vampire Anne Rice.
Lore.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, just well, it's kind of like, it's, you know, it always has its... It's like now with the, what is the big thing now?
Twilight.
Yeah, but even now they bumped it up to the light BDSM. What was that? It wasn't Twilight. That was blood sucking and vampire and whoa.
Gray Gardens.
No, that was the one with the old women. 50 Shades of Grey. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, right. Just a little smut to get you through the summer.
Yeah. Yes. As she batted her eyes at him. Yeah.
Yeah, it just...
Breast heaving.
The next level. Whatever it is. Yeah. Each age has its own special smarm.
That's right. That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's okay to indulge.
That's right.
In a little smarm.
That's right. Not hurting anybody.
Smarm. I like smarm. To say smarm.
Smarm. Smarmy.
I'm engaging in some smarm.
Smarmy thoughts.
This sounds so gross.
It really does. Yeah. 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 Now I want to wash my hands a little bit.
I'm trying to think. Well,
Wait, no, you know what we
this
should...
This song has some smarm.
I was going to say, what are you going to play
Stranded
something?
Stranded in San Antone.
There's some it's smarm there.
Story of a little bit of smarm.
A little bit
she
of smarm.
She has to get through a little smarm to get to the...
Yeah, well,
you know, break he was, on through.
He was a smarm for Stranding her.
Yeah, he is a real smarm. So, yeah, for your listeners, count, if you can guess the correct amount of smarm events in the song, you get the prize of knowing.
Not only just the prize of knowing, you could brag about it.
You could brag about knowing smarm.
Yeah. I knew it.
I knew it was smarmy. I knew there was smarm in that song. Here I go. I'm notorious for starting my songs on the wrong chord. Stranded in San Antone. Out western in a wagon full of all that we own, and a vision full of silver and gold. We stopped for what I thought would be a moment in San Antonio. You said to stock our stores until El Paso. When was it you decided you were gonna leave me alone? As you whispered your land of milk and honey lies, my love, I'll wait for you, send for you once I reach the border of New Mexico. When your love was all I was asking for, instead you left me stranded in San Antone. Stranded in San Antone. Stranded in San Antone. Stranded in San Antone. Tell your story from a traveling man recalling your boast. From a dry well outside of Tularosa, how now you're hunted by the marshals and the widows and ghosts. But no mention of glory or gold. Ignoble husband, just another outlaw breaking the law. As I waited, worried, and wept. If not the lawman, then the desert, the devil, the angelic host. Oh, you're gonna hang a burn.
myself down in the tenant towns of China where they laid the railroad. Got me as far as the border of New Mexico. Caught myself up in a mad dash and a fever for gold. Like Yellowstone, I'm chasing my past away. I'll chase my 49er dream all the way to California, yeah. If you let me forget that faithless man, build me an empire with a tower I can stand. On the desert sage, loveless and stoic and stubborn and brave. And as eternity claims me for my rest, his name remains in the darkness. Nobody left me.
Write out the note. I mean, because she was stranded, I didn't want to cheer too early.
Oh,
yeah.
Uh-huh,
so I was, you know.
She worked it out. She worked through the smarm to a better place.
I certainly hope so. Really, she deserves better.
Yeah, she really does.
Really.
She really does. She
really
worked it out.
Sometimes you just say, like, I'm lucky.
Yes.
Aren't I lucky I got stranded? And I'm not with that, that guy. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. But and this is fictitious that you imagined, but then there was some historic.
This one was a fictitious song from both Texas, both Don't Fall in Love with Texas and San Antone, Stranded in San Antone, were fictitious riffs on the place.
Okay.
Tularosa.
Okay.
But the next one I'm going to sing, Rolling Away, is based on the Donner Party, the Mormons that got stranded in the...
That ate each other?
That allegedly ate each other.
Well,
Louise,
I think...
Allegedly.
I think that someone got eaten.
I mean, I can't imagine someone didn't get eaten. I mean, someone had to have gotten eaten.
Yeah.
But I think the Mormons are kind of like, there's...
Right.
There's
right.
all sorts of...
Right.
It's
right.
kind of like fake news.
It's you all know. How you spin it.
Yeah, it's
right.
Some people.
If
spin
I just
it.
Keep tweeting this,
then maybe people will stop believing the Donner Party ate each other.
Right, because that's how they survived. I'm sure.
I mean,
yeah,
until they didn't.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a dark story.
It is. And, I mean, yeah, it is a very dark story.
And there's actually a really good movie about it, like a really kind of moody, noirish movie about it called The Donner Party, which is why I think it didn't necessarily get maybe the traction, because it's just kind of simply titled
right.
The Donner Party.
Right.
And I feel like that doesn't really match the
noirish I read a comic,
nature of the
The comic
film.
By Nathan Hale, The Donner Dinner Party.
Oh.
See, doesn't that have a nice ring to it?
Yeah.
And it's definitely fact-based and very interesting.
Whoa.
And well done, because he talks about, like, you know, they just did this instead of this. You know, like, there
know.
Are a few things, like, where you're just like, that was a bad decision. Oh, mm-hmm. And that was another bad decision.
And now, yeah.
Yeah, and now,
you're
just be stubborn and keep going with that decision.
Oh,
yeah.
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 That's what happened. I mean, I say that's what happens, but... Who knows if I would ever make a crazy... I mean, who knows?
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Anyway, but it is one of those historical...
Yeah.
You know,
oh, so
rife with
so that
possibilities.
You saw the movie and then were inspired by the song? Or you... What?
I saw the movie first, and it was, you know, I saw the movie as part of my research into just the Westward Expansion and Tularosa. And
okay. Kind of just sort of...
As I was...
Kind Westward
of,
Inspiration. Yeah, that sort of dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
and so,
one of the many dark
one
chapters.
Of the many dark,
yes.
Moments in the Western Expansion. But yeah, it inspired this song. Should I play it?
Yes.
Okay.
What's it called?
It's called Rolling Away.
Rolling Away. Kamara Thomas 5.
principles fly on the cold northern wind. High hungry Sierra, come hunting again. Swallow the silence, try your last chances on. She'll blow and she'll tarry till you're all dead and gone. Rolling away, rolling away. In a mane of black sable and a wife in black silk. Oh, rich man, you suffer alongside poor bellies to fill. The gold-heavy pockets, no, they can't find a till. Lay coins on our sockets, pay the reaper, and he'll help you roll.
Yeah. Nice. So that I don't think I'd heard before. So that's new.
No, that's brand new. That will be brand new on the record. We haven't played that out at all.
So you are still then sort of finishing your To La Rosa story?
Yes. I mean, yeah, there are a few songs because this that is, will be on the record that
this
we
is going
ever played
to be
out.
Basically, a book within an album, really, like a story. It's a thematic album, right?
Yeah, it's a thematic album, and there is a bigger story attached to it that is more. I don't know what I'm going to do with that story yet. Whether I'm going to kind of pitch it as a theater idea or film idea, I don't know.
Okay,
but it does have a larger.
Okay.
A larger story attached to it. Yeah.
Okay, so you're still trying to figure out then. So are they cool? So this was inspired by the Donner Dinner Party,
yeah.
But so is that going to sort of feature into your? I mean, that's not
possible. I mean, in ways. I mean, I think of the songs. The songs are these almost like standalone stories,
right? Yeah,
and the larger To La Rosa story
has
even more stories in it. So it's really a bigger theme story that has lots of different characters from the past, the present,
crossing
all of these timelines and
meeting
in different places. So yes, I'm sure figures from the Donner Party story will you know come into play at some point.
Yeah.
Will it be a large
Right. Do you know? Do you know what you want the end to be? Do you know like what?
You know, it's that is a good question. I mean, it's still
or is it still okay. Yeah. It's still
I think of it as like the main thing is that there are, I have 12 American archetypes I'm working with. Mm-hmm. So it's like okay. It's 12 characters and they all are 12 actors and they all embody these different characters across timelines, across some are historical characters, some are
right
are invented characters, but they all kind of meet up in different ways and different concoctions.
Yeah, and this is all about the sort of the westward expansion. Everything is about that sort of that period in time where there were a lot of bad ideas, you know, like but well, we did them anyway.
Well, it's there more like there are a lot of I think that American ideas of ourselves, like the American idea of itself came to be and really let loose with the Western expansion.
So yeah, yeah.
The just our ideas about winning and about progress and about manifest destiny and about what we deserve and what we're allowed to take and who we're allowed to exploit and all of those things, all of those kind of darker parts of our American nature were given free rein in the westward expansion.
Yeah.
And kind of under this umbrella of like divine right, of like American
biggest
divine
guns
right.
wins. Yeah. Yeah.
And so, that's really what I'm exploring is how America got its idea of itself and, what all the different forces that kind of, you know, met up in the West and then how they, you know, how they are basically still running the show mythologically for us now.
Yeah.
Which I think is it's pretty obvious these mythologies are still running.
Oh, yeah. We got some
treat each other and look at each other. And
yeah.
So, yeah, that's the larger work is exploring that a little more deeply.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the songs, I try to have the song, I'm always constructing the songs too.
Right, and the song is within a song
a
within itself.
Yeah,
yeah,
to have that microcosm
But then you're also trying to put them into a piece of this picture mm-hmm. of this bigger story that you're telling, mm-hmm. which is Tula Rosa. And is that going to be like a double album? How many?
I think it will have to be a double album. I don't know if there's any way around it.
Yeah, yeah,
I've still got to figure out how to pay for that, you know?
Yeah, but you've got a lot of people
trust,
who, I think you know? That you've got a lot of people who would want to help you make that happen too.
Yeah,
you
have to be. Yeah. There have to be champions out there somewhere.
Yeah.
And
you just
have to wait for us to come
just
together.
Keep swimming.
Just keep swimming. Watch some Mary Poppins and carry on.
That's right. That's right. A spoonful of sugar. All right. Well, Kamara Thomas, thanks so much for coming on.
I'm so glad I could
last
be on your
Licks
last
and Lyrics show.
I
breaking out
you.
some new stuff I'm come see me in Seattle and I'll look forward to hearing all kinds of good stuff from what you're doing in the future.
Thanks, Mama. Uh-huh. It's been fun.
More fun on the way from Kamara Thomas, I am sure. All right, so you are listening to WCOMLP Chapel Hill and Carborough.